Egypt government is releasing funds for emergency aid in the wake of flash floods over the weekend. The body of a 73-year-old woman who went missing in the floods may have been found in neighboring Poland. And thousands of people remain without gas and electricity supplies in the north of the country. At an emergency session on Monday, the Czech government released 40 million crowns, or 1.6 million euros, in emergency aid to the Liberec region in North Bohemia, hit by devastating flash floods which claimed at least three lives and displaced thousands of people at the weekend. The money is to cover the region's immediate needs, such as temporary shelter for the homeless, disinfectants and clean water supplies. Another 300 to 350 million should be earmarked for reconstruction within the next few days, once appropriate approximate damage estimates from the stricken region are available. 1,000 soldiers should help with the cleanup efforts in the north of the country. The body of a 73-year-old woman who went missing in the floods may have been found in neighboring Poland. Polish rescue teams say the victim is not a local and have asked the missing woman's relatives to identify the body. If confirmed, the woman from Hermanice will be the fourth Czech victim of the floods. A fifth person, an elderly man, is reported to have died of a heart attack. Meanwhile, thousands of people in the stricken region remain without gas and electricity supplies. The main suppliers, RWE and CEZ, confirmed on Monday, saying it could take days to restore heat and power to all households, depending on the extent of damage in different areas. Several of the worst hit areas where electricity poles came down will require putting up new electricity lines. Emergency generators are in place where possible. Transport in the north of the country remains severely restricted, with many towns and villages only accessible by long detours. Some routes can only be covered by a combination of rail and bus transport due to the fact that both railway lines and roads have been damaged. The authorities have appealed to the public not to drive to the stricken region if possible in order to facilitate cleanup operations. Emergency crews are working around the clock dealing with mudslides, collapsed bridges and roads. And finally, a look at the weather forecast for the coming days. The rain has now ceased in most parts of the country, with clear skies and daytime temperatures reaching highs of around 23 degrees Celsius. The next few days should be hot and humid, with a warning of more rain on Friday. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.